You're going to have the propagandists on the right, primarily on the right. Now, they're not smear merchants. There's a difference. The propagandists on the right are just holding water for the oil companies. But they're not trying to smear anybody. But on the left, it's all about the smear. All about the smear, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. Okay, we're talking about the appointment of Tony Snow. Of course, he was smeared immediately by the left-wing websites, these despicable people who operate those. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Arthur, what say you?
Well, I'm just a little taken back at what you're saying, Bill, because you conveniently always omit the smear tactics of Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, constantly. Why is that?
Well, I don't see it the way you see it.
They constantly smear the...
Nah, I mean, look, I see, I hear those people all the time, and I don't see any... Maybe I'm naive. But here's my definition of a smear, Arthur, so you can take it to the bank, okay? It's taking a person like Tony Snow, who across the board is admired and respected, okay? Courageous guy, wants to help his country, has a belief system that he does not make any bones about. And then you take a guy like Snow and you try to tear him to pieces. That's smearing to me, okay? Now, the three people that you mentioned are right-wing commentators, and they go after the left consistently and on a daily basis. Okay. But I have to tell you, when I tune into their programs, I hear ideology. That's what I hear. And then I hear, you know, this one's bad, but they keep it in the issue area most of the time. That's what I'm hearing. Maybe I'm missing it, but it's in the issue area. It's not, okay, here we have a new person for Ted Kennedy. Let's try to tear him to pieces and injure him personally. I'm not hearing that. There is one smear merchant on the right who does that, and I despise him. But the rest seem to deal mostly in issues.